Okay, we're all good. We are live, guys. G'day, my name is Alex from the Tripod. And today we'll be breaking down round 15 of the NRL. Bloody hell, time flies. Really good week last week, week 14, going 38 and 17 on our best bets, which certainly makes money in the NRL. I guess first things first, make sure you download the Tripod app. That's Tripod with a Y. That's where you can find all our tips, all our multis, all our bonus bet comps. And there's a fuckload of sport coming up. I mean, World Cup's just around the corner. We got a heap of World Cup tippers in the app as well. So that'll all be in there. Let's see if I can get Jacob in here. Round 15 this week. Shouldn't take longer than about half an hour or so. We'll give our initial thoughts on each one of the eight games. We haven't discussed the round before this. So we'll go through and see if we agree on any games, and if we do, we'll give out some best bets. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Hopefully people are liking the graphics. Maybe you can adjust so that people don't think we're tri-poo, because we're not. We're bloody killing it. We're killing the bookies. Best round of the season last week. I mean, up something like 20 units and getting our win percentage closer to 60% where it belongs. And I mean, straight off the bat, I don't love as many of the games in round 15 that we're about to break down. We break down them every single week, whether you're listening to us on iTunes or whether you're watching us live right now. We do this every Wednesday. But I was thinking about it. You know, one of the reasons our winning percentage isn't probably as high as last year is because we are, in general, betting on more games and playing more markets. And we've made a conscious decision to do that. People have said sometimes when bookies move the markets or move the odds, they're not able to get on. So we try and give out as many bets as we can. If in doubt, we will give it out because we see value there. And I mean, the more kind of bets you give out, the harder it's going to be to have such a massive edge over the bookies, just because you're trying to, you know, get above 50%, which is what these lines are set at. And you're trying to achieve a goal over, you know, 60, 65% as we've done. And then another reason it's harder, and I was going to mention this for tonight too, there's less and less markets to take advantage of. Fucking Neds no longer has totals. Every week this season, Neds has had totals on a Wednesday night, and we've been giving out some plays. They've been getting smashed. There's no Neds totals. So that's the way of the world. And then the other thing
I want people to understand is that I was trying to find plays for the pod, and I was like, fuck, they always have total markets out on a fucking Wednesday, usually during the day, and especially fucking at 4 or 5pm when I'm usually looking at lines. But you might be right. They might have completely fucking canned it.
I don't know if we like can take credit for that, but we have been making them move markets and spend markets nearly every single week. So, you know, to be honest with you, I'd rather they didn't put out markets if they're not willing to take, you know, a magnitude of bets on it. And the other thing is the reason that we're not, you know, hitting 65 or 66% on NRL best bets this year is just because that's a very unsustainable clip to win at long term. You know, the bookies aren't dumb, and there's a reason there's always more bookies popping up. There's a reason they build casinos in Las Vegas. It's because the bookies do win the majority of the time. So to have any type of edge is not easy, but we do always share where we're finding value in the markets. There's a couple games I absolutely love this week, and this is our first discussion on the round as well, so you can tell me where you're seeing the value.
Certainly will do, mate. We'll kick it off with Eels hosting the Rabbits. Eels 10-point underdogs and 39.5 the total. I like the Eels and I like the under. Not sure if you agree with me, but I've got four bets here. So why don't you just say if you're leaning the Eels, and I'll read these
Look,
out.
Look, I was not leaning either of those directions. So do you want me to tell you the way I see this game, or you can come back with the plays you might be suggesting and your reasoning behind it? My first impression when I look at this game is just how strong this Rabbitohs roster is. Now, they bring back in all of their origin guys, and I guess we should understand a theme for round 15 being that the week after this weekend is a rep round, and that means we obviously have a massive origin match. We've got, you know, the Pacific Test match. We've got England versus New Zealand. We do have a lot of players looking at rep jerseys, and in some cases, their first rep jerseys. In some cases, players know they will be getting that jersey, and you do wonder, are there guys out there looking to impress, or are there guys out there looking to just survive the round? You have to worry about that a little bit, but I don't know, I just feel like this Rabbitohs side, they did the right thing by their rep players. They rested guys, they got a long turnaround for this one, and they're going to, I really could easily see them tearing the Eels apart, and I just don't really want to play unders in an Eels match. I know it did go under last week against the Cows, but there were some tries disallowed in that one. Although there were also a couple given, you could argue that maybe shouldn't have. But I just don't know. The Eels obviously out of contention this year, but do they throw it around a bit more? There's also still talk that Mitchell Moses could come into the team. But you see it a bit differently to me, so how are you breaking this one down?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I guess, yeah, the Eels should be throwing it around a little bit more. They've got, you know, a pretty strong side now. Obviously, they get Jared Hayne back. They were missing for a bunch of the season. They get Bevan French back. I think he's been great at fullback. And I actually like their new halves combo with Gutho there in the halves. I know there's sort of whispers that Moses might be ready to go. But to be perfectly honest with you, Norman and Gutho have done a great job there in the halves. Forwards really stepped up last week. But yeah, in terms of South, I know we've been saying this all year. They're fucking absolute contenders and they are pretty much fully healthy. But I did have a good look around and there were some solid bets that I like. And I think they're not going to be there for that long. So let me just read them out to you. See what you think. And we'll go from there. There's only one Eels plus 10.5 left. That's on Neds. It's $1.90. I would play that. I would also play Eels team total over 12.5. Now, this total's sitting right around 40. The total should be 15. I think they should be able to get 12.5 points. It's $1.80 on 365. Then I would also actually, with the Rabbits obviously having one of the best goal kickers in the comp, you can get a mechanical Rabbits under 4 tries at $2.09. Basically, to get under 3.5 tries is like $2.20. We're getting $2.09 for under 4 tries flat. And then I think the Eels, the way they've been playing, especially last week, they really fought hard. And that was a great win. And there's actually a phony 16-point win. They fucking should have won that game by 28. The Eels to win a half, $1.95 on CrownBet. I really like that one. I think they come out firing. And even if the Rabbits build a lead, you've still got a very good chance in that second half.
Let's definitely take the Eels over 12.5 at $1.80 on 365 because, as I said, this team can throw the ball around. I do like their back line. We can take the plus 10.5 on Neds. You know, you have, I guess, the games in Sydney. We don't mind a team. We can get, like, a generous amount of points in a game and the Eels at least have some confidence. And the Bunnies under 4 tries, as we've said. If the Eels can shop for this one, teams might take the 2. You know, you have to have 5 tries scored by a side to lose that one.
True.
But as for to win either half, I mean, if a team is over 10 or a 10-point underdog, I think that can be widely available. Maybe we can look a little harder tomorrow. We may be able to find something different, like either side to win a half where you can even win if a half is drawn. So we're going to take plus 10.5 on Neds, $1.90, over 12.5, $1.80 on 365. And you better just explain the odds again and which bookies people need to bet to get the Bunnies under 4 flat tries, and we're moving to the Friday games.
Yeah, so the mechanical Rabbits under 4 flat tries, so you get your money back if they score 4. It's going to be end up being $2.09. It's 58% of your stake on under 4.5 tries. That's in the Sportsbet alt market. It's $1.71. And 42% of your stake on under 3.5 tries. That's also in the Sportsbet alt market. That is $2.59. And that's pretty much 40 cents better than anywhere else. Moving on to Friday, we've got the Cows hosting the Warriors. The Cows are plus 2 points at home. And 39.5 is the total. It's Cows or nothing for me. But I just kind of, you know, Cows is the only side I could play. I'm just a little bit spooked because the Warriors didn't have any Origin players. Plus, they got the bye in round 13. The Cows didn't. That's the only reason I'm kind of hesitant. Plus, because I know that it's Cows or nothing for me, I'm happy to wait because no one's jumping out of their fucking windows to bet the Cows. Everyone wants to bet the Warriors. A big win last week. Cows lost last week. So I think even if we like Cows, we've got time unless you've got anything that's jumping out to you.
No, I totally agree. And it's one of those ones where, look, if you're sitting there with a ticket on the Warriors, maybe you've got plus 1.5 or something like that, which is what you could have got, maybe even plus 2, 2.5 a week ago, then I'm going to congratulate you for making a good bet. And I really like the way the Warriors play. One it played last weekend, one of their best performances, down 8-0, no RTS. But they're throwing it around. When they throw it around like that with offloads, with those, you know, exciting outside backs that they do have, and Sean Johnson was his magic, you know, old self. He had a vintage performance. Then they are a scary team. But I do not like this spot for them. They're going to go to Townsville. They're playing a Cowboys team that, you're right, the scoreline flattered them. They got embarrassed in Darwin. You've got Cowboys players that I think will have to play to impress to retain their Origin jersey. I mean, Morgan, for me, I hope he gets turfed. But if he wants to regain his Origin jersey again, he has to have a big game for them. got even guys like Gavin Cooper, Cohen Hess, they're not safe. And Green has made a couple of changes in the back line as well. I mean, he's turfed Justin O'Neill. It was only a year ago O'Neill was playing for Queensland. And he's turfed Lachie Coote, who was also had been one of their best players the last couple of seasons. So he really is putting him under pressure. They're not going to give up this early in the season. They're not going to give up at home. It's JT's farewell season. So we know we get a big effort from the Cowboys. For the Warriors, we don't know. I mean, they don't always travel so well when they play in Australia. We know that. And as I mentioned before, you got some of these blokes have to fly to Denver in the States, if people aren't aware. This England-New Zealand game is happening in Colorado, Denver, right? So,
yes.
I mean, that's a big trip, and you can't help but think some guys may have one eye on that, you know, test selection. And not only that, the Warriors have players in contention for Tonga and Samoa as well. It's not a good spot for them. I mean, even RTS has been named, but would he risk playing on an injury knowing that he's probably going to be captaining New Zealand a week from now as well? So it's not that, obviously, the Warriors are the better team, but with all those other factors, I agree, it's Cowboys or nothing. Seeing the line around 2, and I think we can let that climb, and I think we'll easily get a 2.5 later to game time and maybe some other good value markets.
Yeah, I think we should be able to get a 2.5 come game time somewhere. I mean, I had a quick look around pretty much everywhere before the pod, and I only saw 2 2s. Everything else had sort of moved to 1.5. But I agree with you. I think the money will come for the Warriors, and you want to zig when others zag. And I mean, as much as people hate when we take the Cowboys, because they have been, you know, one of the, well, I'd say the biggest underperforming team this year. It's just a great spot for them. And I mean, Townsville is a very strong home field advantage. So, yeah, it's the only side we could play, but we don't really care about waiting. You know,
Matt Scott's statement game too, for what that's worth.
Well, yeah, they're saying he might get another call-up and Bolton back in the lineup, which is a good boost as well. Next up, the game of the round. Roosters are 1.5-point favourites against the Panthers, hosting the Panthers, 37.5 the total. It's a tough one for me. I did think I'd like the Roosters. I had a bit more of a look at it, and I'll explain to you a bit later. One bet I do love in this one, absolutely love, under 6.5 tries. That is $1.83 in the sports bet alt market. Everywhere else, it's kind of $1.72, $1.75. Two other sites, I think, have $1.80. But that's a great bet when the total's 37.5, and you know that it's going to be an absolute arm wrestle, and both teams will take the 2 early on.
Let's lock that one in, under 6.5 tries. Sports bet, you go into total tries markets, and then alternative total tries, and you said $1.83. So that's that's a kind of bet that would win 60% of the time or more. So really like that. But I think we have to be true to ourselves. We have to take the Roosters in this game. I mean, they're full strength rolling into this one. You know, they only squeezed home, but we knew that that was not a great spot, definitely a flat spot for them playing the Knights. And that's a match that is tougher than people realise. No one will give them credit for getting that win. But, you know, they weren't terrible either. They were quite tough when they had a man sent in the bin and the Knights were coming home with a wet sail. Again, they get the win there, which is all they needed to do, a bit like the Rabbitohs last week. And now this could be the week where they play a little bit better. Cordner comes back into the team. And the Panthers are close to full strength. I mean, sad news that Peter Wallace won't play again this season, but he hadn't played for a few weeks. Katoa's doing a good job there. But Kikau has been a monster off the bench for them, and he's not going to be there either. And Penrith has played so well when they play at their home stadium. I can't even remember what they're calling it. Is it Pepper? Do they just call it Penrith? This one is at Allianz. I'm fairly sure. I think it's a no-brainer to take the Roosters. And I have found some gold that we should give out right now. And then, I don't know, set a stopwatch for how long these bets will be out there. Roosters plus 0.5 in the first half. And Roosters plus 0.5 in the second half. Both $1.80. Both on Crown Bet.
Lock it in!
Get them. Plus 0.5, which means if they win the half, you're laughing. If it's a tie, you've won as well. You only lose if they lose the half. So we'll take
Love
both of them. I also would take Roosters first to 15 points at $2.05 on Bet365. Even though I agree in a low-scoring game, and you mentioned there can be, you know, 6 or less tries, the teams will take the 2, and the team that wins this game will find their way to at least 16 points. And $2.05 for a team that's paying $1.85 for the win. That's really good as well. So that's in the 365 race to points at $2.05. So well over, or a little over double your money. Whereas usually we're aiming for $1.90. But that is that's beautiful value. And I would even take the Roosters at $1.87 straight up. 365 still have the early payout, don't they? So if you take that as well. And the Panthers do come home hot sometimes. So you get that even a little bit added insurance if you take it $1.87 on 365. I mean, I've seen it as low as $1.82. And I know that it was pick 'em like yesterday, so I think that sharp money is coming for the Roosters. So I love all five of the... I didn't mention race to 10 as well at $1.88 on Crown, which is bets I'm suggesting, plus the under 6.5 tries that you've given out. That would make 6 best bets on this game if you're happy with all them.
Yeah, I agree. And I always kind of said to myself, and we said to ourselves, this is a spot where you kind of have to take the Roosters. I think the Panthers have... you know, in the public side, has been a bit too high all year. And the Roosters, you know, people think, you know, they've kind of been down on the Roosters, like beating the Knights by 2 points. Nobody's got to blink an eye. But like you said, you know, that is a tough road trip going down there to what is it called, McDonald Jones Stadium, and playing the Knights. It's probably a 3-point home field advantage, like we said, for the Knights. So it was Roosters or nothing for me. The couple of things that did kind of put me off and didn't make this a slam dunk bet for me was two things. Firstly, the Panthers got the bye round 13, the Roosters didn't. I think that certainly helps. And the Panthers are coming off an extended rest. I think they get 3 extra days rest, so that helps as well. But I agree with you. Roosters are the superior lineup. They are at home. They should be up. It's good enough to get the job done here. Bulldogs hosting the Titans. Bulldogs are 2.5-point favourites and 41.5 the total. I think the total's too high. The Bulldogs struggle mightily to put on points, as we've seen throughout the season. I think they've scored over 20 points maybe twice in the entire season. The Bulldogs' defense, on the other hand, is very stout. I like under 20.5 in the first half with with a Bulldogs shitty kicker and a Titans average kicker. That's $1.80 on Ladbrokes. I also kind of am leaning to the Titans. I think the Dogs... under 22 points at $1.87 on William Hill. That's great. It's 20.5 elsewhere. You've got the Dogs probably have to score 4 tries to get there, and we can buy it. It's going to be tricky ask to get to over 22. And I think I'm kind of leaning Titans. Like I said, I like Titans winning at halftime or full time. That's $1.80 on both Sportsbet and CrownBet.
I guess you got to do it. To me, I would actually be leaning to the Bulldogs in this one. Impressive performance to hang there with the Dragons on Monday and the public holiday down in Sydney. Now, there's kind of, I've got conflicting, advantages in this game, and I've got reasons why I wouldn't bet either side. And I think that's the best way to approach putting big bets on the NRL is to find, is there any case not to take a bet? And for the Bulldogs, the case not to take it is letdown spot. They came so close, but they couldn't beat the Dragons. Short turnaround. We don't have Monday football anymore in the NRL. But historically, teams that play Monday do not play well on Saturday, just the disruption in their week, even though it shouldn't be that different from going Sunday to Friday. The numbers say that short turnaround does not help a team prepare and come in fresh. And Aaron Woods, there was a story yesterday that Aaron Woods might not even be playing for the Bulldogs this weekend. And I know people may scoff at, you know, if a suggestion that Aaron Woods is an important player. But at NRL level, this forward pack for the Bulldogs has kept them in games, and he's actually had a pretty good season. So then if there's a chance he's going to get scratched, you don't really want to put your money on the Bulldogs now. You'd want to wait closer to kickoff, at least know he's playing. But why I don't love the Titans, I suppose, Jared Wallace out. That is a huge out for them. He's suspended. And then just the simple fact that this game is at Belmore. Belmore, now that's just I don't know, I can't explain it, but they always get up for their games down in Belmore, the Doggies. And when you have had a shocking season that they've had first year under Dean Pay, you don't have too many reasons to get too fired up for a game. And playing one of their rare home games at Belmore, they just have to turn up, which is why I really like those underplays. I mean, under 20.5 first half, I love that one. So you said it was $1.80 on Ladbrokes. And I will take the Dogs under 22 points on William Hill. Because regardless of which side you like, the Dogs are the kind of team that can win a game scoring 20 or less. So definitely would take that one. And as for the Titans, I think you probably have to take it. It's close to a 50-50 game and you get a chance leading at halftime or full-time. So that was you can repeat the odds and the bookie that one's at.
Yeah, sure. So Titans winning at halftime or full time, it's $1.80. You can get it on Sportsbet and Crown Bet. It's exactly the same price. But I'm with you, and that's why I kind of didn't have too many plays on this game. But sometimes, when you have the tiniest lean, or even when you don't even lean at all you have to do is fucking look a little bit harder, and you can usually find some value there. But yeah, I mean, when a team's $2.10 to win, you pretty much, it's like an autoplay if you have a slight lean to take them $1.80 to be winning at halftime or full time. I just absolutely love the under. Like I said, you know, Dogs really struggling in offense. They've scored over 20 points, you know, two times, I think, this year. And we need them to score over 22 to lose that bet. And like you said, even if they fucking score over, even if they win, they could score under 22 points. Reasons for me liking the Titans, I think you kind of mentioned it. Obviously, Jared Wallace is a big out. But the 3 days extra rest is massive, I think. Both coming off, you know, kind of a bit backbreaking losses. I think the Bulldogs more so, they really had a chance there. They came home with a wet sail against the ladder-leading Dragons. It's a total letdown spot for them. To get up for a Monday night public holiday game against the ladder leaders, and then you have to turn around and play the Titans the week after. I understand this at Belmore. They should relatively be up for it. But I think the Titans came with them, and it's going to be an absolute grind. Next up, Dragons, 8.5-point favourites against Manly, 41.5 the total. I haven't written down any official plays for this one because I am leaning Manly, but, you know, the money's only going to come for the Dragons.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like we're not agreeing on every play this week, and it may be one of those rounds. And there's some reasons for that. Some weeks you love games, and we're both, you know, in utter agreement on multiple games. And other weeks, it's just not going to be that way. There might not be as much value. And sometimes when we've had our best round of the season last week, a lot of the sides that we knew were underrated have shown themselves to be a bit better than what people thought. And sides we thought were overrated had a bad game. So it's hard for us to find as much value. And we thought the Dragons could actually open up the Bulldogs second half. That was actually a really surprising half that the Dogs were able to make it a game. And in fact, they could have won. And I just wonder if this is the week. Dragons, full strength, we know what they're capable of. They haven't, you know, partly because they had the bye, but also a 26-point loss to Penrith and now scraping home against the Doggies. They haven't teed off on anyone in a while. It could definitely be Manly. There's more turmoil this week. All the stories about Cherry Evans, how really nobody likes him, and he might not like anybody there at that club. And you lost Coruscant, who's actually been one of their important players. No surprises there. No, and that's on top of losing Dylan Walker, who was playing good footy for him when he did come back. I don't really want any piece of Manly, but if I was going to bet on them, I would not be in any rush because I think, as you said before, that line would only climb. So I also haven't got any plays in this game. But, I mean, yeah, when the Dragons play down at Wynn Stadium, they do sometimes put on a lot of points on their opposition. So that line being around 8.5, I was looking around to see if I could find -7.5, which I couldn't. But I was actually thinking that, the Dragons could run up a bit of a score here.
It's funny because, like, I was thinking to myself, I would need over 10 points to probably play Manly, 10.5 points. And it's a funny one. Like, if you told me that you could get, you know, -6.5 or something like that with the Dragons, I'd probably play it as well. So that tells us, you know, the line at about 8.5 is probably pretty much right. My reservations, I understand Dragons are, you know, a total clinical side. They're absolute contenders, Manly and not. And we kind of said this from the very beginning of the season, that Manly would not be as good as they were last year. Obviously, all the off-field drama is a bit of a hindrance to them. Any sort of distractions are never good. But the reason I kind of, you know, was leaning a bit towards Manly, you just cannot possibly take, you know, Dragons off the short rest. A bit of a grinded-out game with the Bulldogs. They have to work hard for that one. And then Manly, you know, just getting absolutely thumped. It just seems like a game where they will actually turn up, getting absolutely pumped by the Warriors. The media is heaping shit on them all throughout the week. It just seems like a game they will get up for against the ladder leaders. And I think the Turbo Brothers looked a little bit tired last week. You know, they've got that extra rest, 2 days extra rest than the Dragons. So it's just one of those games where I really think, you know, Manly will show up. Next up, Sharks, 5.5-point favourites against the Broncos, hosting the Broncos, 39.5 the total. I did not have any official plays written down for this one, and it might seem crazy to you, but I would be leaning Broncos, and I would probably play them if I got over six.
Yeah, it's another one where I haven't written down anything that jumped out at me, and I wonder if the bookies do have this one about right. Broncos had a reasonably strong side that went down to Melbourne and looked the goods, up 12-2, and then fall apart second half, and Wayne Bennett's absolutely panned him and said that that's pretty much their worst half of footy in the whole season.
Yes.
So you know that when Brisbane plays a really bad game like that, you can expect a big performance, and you add Jimmy the Jet into this team. But I got my reservations, I suppose, with blokes like your McCulloch, your Maguire, and Jimmy the Jet. Are they looking ahead to a week later, playing in Origin 2 and just wanting to get through the game? I wonder if that could be the case for the Sharks, other than Josh Dugan, who's been out for a few weeks now. They are pretty much at full strength. I mean, there are good players, guys that have played really well for them that can't get into this 17. They're at home. They are the better team. So, I mean, I definitely want over 6 points if I was going to touch Brisbane in this one. But I do think the Sharks probably roll again at home. So the line I'm seeing, it's sitting right around 4.5, 5.5. And it might be, I mean, if it was 4 or lower, I probably would take the Sharks. And, you know, a little exercise that you can do as a better, you kind of alluded to it before, is look at where the line is and you kind of think, okay, I'm lukewarm with a line of Sharks -4.5. But if you move the line 2 points, you know, in both directions, which side would I prefer to play? And if that line was Sharks -2, -2.5, I'm going to be all over that one. If that line was -6.5, I'd probably think that was a more fair reflection of the odds, and I wouldn't be racing to the window, although I still could be talked into it. So sometimes the best bet is no bet.
Yeah, very true. And to allude to what you just said, you could flip that around and say, what's the current line? And if you take it 2 points in the opposite direction, let's say you absolutely love the Broncos at 5.5. You know, what you can do is take 2 points off and say, would I bet that at +3.5? And if you would, then that's an absolute slam dunk bet for you. But that's not the case with this one. I think they've got the line relatively correct. I agree with you. Sharks are pretty much fully healthy minus Dugan. They are the better, more talented side than the Broncos. My issue with taking the Sharkies is even though they are at home, they did have a kind of phony 8-point win last week against the Tigers. I thought that was a fairly close game. The Broncos, on the other hand, had a phony 16-point loss. You know, they were right there with the Storm for the majority of that game. So I don't think the final score reflects, you know, how close that game really was. On top of that, you got the Broncos. I know they had a few guys playing Origin, but you had the Broncos have the bye in round 13. I think that helps, like that mid-season bye the Sharks didn't. So, I totally agree with you. I think the line's probably right. Sharks are the better team at home, but it is a better spot for the Broncos. Next up.
And there are some comments coming. I want to interact. There's an absolute guest commenting by the name of Adam Heath. And he's just saying he wants a bit of skin in the game, and he wants his 4E in the game. And this is the mentality we've had all season, that we do deep dive. You know, these are our initial thoughts, but we deep dive every game this season. We look at every market, and more often than not, it's rare that we actually don't find a good value bet in these games.
Sure.
So fear not, lads, if we're not giving out a bet right now. We deep dive tomorrow, and we do post them all in the Tripod app, and that's where you get on when we're averaging 40 or 50 best bets per weekend. So I think at that clip, we're doing quite well to be 58% on the season.
Bloody hell. Then next up, Sunday, Knights +10.5 points hosting the Storm. 41.5 is the total. I actually don't have anything written down here either. I know that the Knights have a very strong home field advantage, but the Storm are pretty much back to full strength, getting a bunch of dudes back. Total seems pretty much fair. If I was going to play anything, I would probably play the over, just given the fact that, you know, the Knights played the Roosters last week. They played very hard, lost by 2 points. So maybe I've got that, you know, that sinking feeling that they may just fold playing two really good teams back to back. But then again, they should show up in front of their home fans. But I just know how much of a clinic this Storm team is. Like, with the fucking close game for, you know, 60 minutes against the Broncos, they end up winning by 16. So that's my worry.
Yeah, I don't really want to bet on the Knights. I mean, I look at these two sides on paper and it is a mismatch in talent. But, you know, having said that, it was a mismatch in talent last week when they played the Roosters. But with those key guys off Origin, it did make a difference. I mean, you say this is one of the strongest sides the Storm has put on paper or on the field, if they do all make it to the field this season. But Billy Slater's no guarantee to play yet. I think if his hammy was touch and go, you wonder, would he test it out because he wouldn't want to let Queensland down? Or would he give it, you know, the rest, knowing that you've got to play the long game here, and Storm definitely have their eyes on a back-to-back trophies this year, and he's definitely got concerns about, you know, having an extended period of time on the sideline. And of course, you lost Jesse Bromwich too.
Fuck his hammy up, and we'll get Pong in the back there for Queensland. It doesn't hurt me too much. Let's do that.
People have short memories. People have short memories. I mean, I expect better from you. You have to remember what Billy Slater did to that New South Wales side in game 2 and 3 last year after he got left out in game 1. And we need him to do it again. But I digress. Jesse Bromwich as well. One of the premier front rowers in the comp. Don't forget that, because he has had a few injuries and been in and out. When he's there, he makes a difference. And the Storm do have so much depth that I'm not going to bet against them just because Bromwich is out and maybe Slater. I think back to last season. That was one of the rare games. The Storm down in Newcastle, about round 17, 18. We laid like 14 points with the Storm. But that was a full-strength Storm that was destroying people. And that was a Knights team that is not as good as they are this year with a few new recruits in there. They certainly had no Calen Ponga last year. So now it's 10.5. It's not enough points. Like, the lines only move that little bit. And the Storm are not as strong. But, you know, Curtis Scott's back. Will Chambers is back. So I think the line is about right. It just depends on the start for the Knights. If they don't start well, they're going to get blown off the park, just like they did earlier this season when the two teams met in Melbourne.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think you pretty much said it all. 10.5 seems pretty much fair to me. I can find, and like you said, you can find, you know, reasons to take both sides, although I could probably find more reasons actually to lay the 10.5 with the Storm than to take the Knights plus 10.5. So, but, you know, we very, very rarely...
Just some advice reading the market. It is a tricky one. If you want to take the Knights, you can let this line run. It probably gets to 12. But if any news comes out that Billy Slater is going to be out, you want to instantly be grabbing that 10.5 or grabbing the best available line on the Knights if Slater is going to be out. That's if you like the Knights. I would make a case that Jerome Hughes can still do a really good job. If you like the Storm, you probably want to grab it now, but I guess you're taking the chance that Billy Slater then gets scratched. But I think this line will go up and it will get to 12 and you'll get a plus 6 Knights first half and things like that. If you like the Knights, you can wait on those numbers. It depends. I don't know. Yeah, we may not be taking a side, but if you are having a punt, as Adam said before, you want to have some skin in the game, it is important to look at the way the markets are moving and keep your ear to the ground with personnel news.
Yeah, totally. And you said it, like, Jerome Hughes is a perfectly capable replacement. And I think, you know, if Slater gets ruled out, you know, people think, like, fucking Slater is a god, and he has been. But that line would probably move, you know, at least 2 points. So, I mean, you know, sometimes markets overreact. So, I mean, if you like Storm and Slater's ruled out, you fucking wait till that news circulates everywhere. And then you may even be able to get like a mistake minus 7.5 or 8 or something like that, you know, by kickoff. And then the last game of the round, Tigers hosting the Raiders. Tigers are 1.5 point favourites and 39.5 the total. I do have a small lean to the Raiders and a small lean to the under. But I think I've found whatever fucking side you like, I think you'll like these ones. Tigers under 3.5 tries, $1.92 on Sportsbet in the alternate tries market. Tigers are fucking, like we've said, fucking low scoring, all year long, and they love to take the two. Raiders are 1.5 point underdogs. You can get Raiders plus half a try on 365 at $1.80. I think that's very good. Obviously, the only way you lose is if they, you know, the Tigers score one extra try than the Raiders. But the Tigers are the kind of team that love taking the two. So the Tigers could score less tries than fucking win, for all I know. But all I know is that, you know, if they score the same amount of tries, the Raiders aren't losing this game.
Yeah, that is a really good bet. Although, with the Croker being the better kicker, often you like to take the plus tries with the side that has the lesser kicker, right?
But
the Tigers take the two so often.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I kind of pulled a face there because you said Tigers under 3.5 tries, $1.92, because I wrote down that exact same bet. It was $1.94 when I saw it. Not sure one of us wrote it down. wrong or if it's moved in the minutes between when we've seen that bet, but definitely let's grab Tigers under 3.5 tries. Now, in terms of the side, I definitely would have loved the Raiders if you could have given me plus 4.5, which it was last weekend before, I guess, the Raiders played quite well on Friday night, even though they lost, they did cover. And the Tigers had a very disappointing second half. We recap the round every week, 6 p.m. Sundays. And I said, $1.94. Thanks, Scotty. And I said, someone else is saying under 3.5 is $1.77. Make sure you look at the alternate team tries. And I think you might find it will be higher odds there. So you've got to be a little bit sneaky. But look, I said it on Sunday. Tui Lolohea, that fucking effort of wrapping up the ball on Paul Gallen, or lack of, it cost him the game because it led to two more tries in the next few minutes as well. And he's lost his spot. And I'm sure it's got a big part because of that. You have to be desperate. And I think that the Tigers are desperate. In fact, I love the under in this game because both teams are desperate. We have 9th versus 10th here. And honestly, if you look at the ladder right now, I can put a fork in everybody from 12th below. We're talking, you know, Knights. Yeah. They're not making the 8. Manly, Cowboys, Titans, Eels, exactly. But you can make a case the Tigers and the Raiders, if they can go on a little run and string a couple wins together, can make noise and can still get into the finals. You've got Brisbane teetering on the borderline of the 8. This is huge, 9th versus 10th. This is a finals intensity match. And I know, I trust Ivan Cleary and I trust the Tigers at home to bring it. I know Benji Marshall's out, but I think Reynolds will be better for the first full run in the halves. So I know that I can trust the Tigers. Can I trust the Raiders with Sticky? You know, you'd like to think that they would be up for this one because the season's pretty much on the line. You've got to come in and win this one. But you have lost Jordan Rapana as well, although you did get back Josh Hodgson. But that's all other reasons I love the unders. No Rapana, who's a try-scoring freak. Hodgson back, a good attacking weapon hooker, but first game back off a devastating knee injury in 10 months of footy, you know, he's not going to light them up straight away. He's going to be cautious and he's going to want to make sure he's making his tackles. So here are some great bets. You mentioned it's under 39.5. We can get under 41.5 at $1.91 on Ladbrokes. So let's just take that for the total. It is also under 40.5 in places too, but 41.5 Ladbrokes is what you want. First half tries, under 3.5. That's on Sportsbet. Again, that is an alternate market. So if you go first half, alternate tries, you will find under 3.5 at $1.83 on Sportsbet. It takes 4 first half tries. You look at the Tigers game last week, there was 1 try in the first half. This will take 4
and
tries to beat us.
12 points.
Yeah, there were 12 total points in the first half. Also, we can take the alternate total tries in the match at 7.5, and that is $1.80 on that one. It's $1.98 to get over 7.5 tries, which is crazy. There's not going to be 8 tries in this match. So under 7.5 tries, and that lot is a little too high because Raiders games can go over. But I love this game under for all the reasons I've just said. And you've added the Raiders plus half a try. Again, just because season on the line kind of stuff, close game, low scoring. A half a try can be worth a hell of a lot. So that's $1.80 on 365. Let's take that as well. So that is 5 best bets on the game.
Yeah, I totally agree with the under. You're right. I mean, the Raiders are generally known as like this high-flying offensive team, but they've lost their best attacking weapon. And I think the games that they have managed to win this year, they have kind of grounded out. Like the game they won against the Cows, they can grind, play good defense. I thought they played pretty solid defense against the Panthers last week. I mean, they kept them to 16 points until the last 5 minutes, and then they ended up losing. So that's very solid against the Panthers, who are fucking one of the best attacking teams in the comp. We know the Tigers. We know their drill. They've scored over 20 points 3 times this season. Even if they do win the game, they will be low scoring. The tries market, yes, another great one because, you know, the Tigers, like we saw last week, they took, I think, 2 early pens, you know, to get the 4 points and scored 1 try. So you love taking the tries under in Tigers games. So, yeah, love the total tries under and the Tigers tries under. I think it's a big game. You know that when it means a lot to both teams, you know, like you said, both fringe top 8 contenders, they tend to step it up in defense. Tigers always have very solid defense. Raiders have got a couple extra days prep. Generally, when you're rested, your defense does step up. So I expect the Raiders to have a good showing in D as well. It should be a nice grinded out game with the Raiders missing their best attacking weapon and the Tigers arguably also.
So that's the round, right? So we did find a bit of value there. Do you want me to recap all the best bets I've got scribbled in front of me? And then we will totally deep dive, as I said before, in every market on every game. We'll come up with a summary of all the best bets we can find for round 15. That'll be tomorrow morning in the Tripod app, as they are every week. So I could be a little bit all over the place. All right, for the Eels and Bunnies game, we're taking the Eels plus 10.5, just line value there on Ned's $1.90. Eels to score over 12.5 points at $1.80 on 365. The Bunnies to score under 4 tries, but you'd get money back if they scored 4 at $2.09. You will get that by putting 58% of a stake on under 4.5 tries at $1.72 sports bet alternate team tries, and the other 42% stake at under 3.5 at $2.15. We move on to $2.59. Sorry about that. I'm just going to be racing through here. Hopefully, I do get the majority of it right. But otherwise, there will be
actually,
a summary out.
Can I interrupt you? Someone's saying that try 8 minutes or later, $1.88 on Ladbroke. Should we fucking lock that in for that Tigers game? I think that is probably a dead nut one. I wish I could check my sites, but I figure that's probably a really good bet.
Okay, for Tigers, I mean, we always say we will play it. We like it when the total's 40 or less, but I mean, that is trending down. I do really like that. So if that is the Tigers-Raiders match, we'll take no tries.
Jose, right, if that's the Tigers-Raiders.
Let us know, Josiah. You are the Messiah if you found a bet like that. Roosters plus 0.5 in the first half and second half, both $1.80 on Crown, $1.87 straight up to win the match on 365. Race to 15 points, that's in the score markets, I think. $2.05 for the Roosters on 365. And race to 10 is $1.88 on Crown. And we've got under 6.5 tries in Sportsbet alternate total tries at $1.83.
Yep.
What's the next game we're looking at?
Got Bulldogs all Titans. Over the
in the Dogs Titans, we're taking the first half under 20.5 at $1.80 on Ladbrokes. We're taking the Bulldogs team total under 22 on William Hill at $1.87. And we'll take the Titans leading at halftime or full time at $1.80 just because it should be a close game. You get two bites of the cherry there.
Next Dragons, Manly.
We don't have a play, do we?
I don't, no.
No, no play on that one.
Sharks Broncos, we left, I believe. I
think we're on the sideline for that one so far. We need to dive a little deeper.
We're also on the sidelines for Knights Storm. And then Tigers Raiders. You want to read those ones out?
You've got the game we just spoke about. Yes, we'll repeat all of them as well. Under $41.5, $1.91 on Ladbrokes. Alternate first half tries under $3.5, $1.83 on Sportsbet. Alternate Tigers tries under $3.5, $1.94 on Sportsbet. Alternate total tries, $1.80 at 7. Sorry, did I get that right? Alternate total tries under 7.5, $1.80 sports bet. And Raiders plus half a try at $1.80, 365. And there was a bit of conjecture about whether you can get no try for 8 minutes. So we can look ourselves.
Yeah, I was just reading through the comments. It seems like it went pretty much straight away. So we're not dickheads. We won't claim that. We'll have a look tomorrow, see if we can find anything. But if not, if we can't find it over $1.80, we'll just have to leave that. But hopefully you guys got on that one, because that is a pretty good bet. Tigers do like to take the two early on, and we do think it'll be an arm wrestle, grinded out, low-scoring game. That will do it for this week. Round 15. Fuck, the week is flying by, obviously. World Cup coming up this weekend, Australia-France on Saturday night. So make sure you download the Tripod app. There'll be a lot of World Cup tips, obviously, a lot of NRL tips, tips on all sorts of sports that are going on at the moment. We'll probably even throw up a few comps, not only for the NRL, but maybe even for the World Cup as well, to get yourself some bonus bets. So, download the app, Tripod with a Y. It's obviously free to download. It's a lot of fun in there. It's a good little community.
Yeah, there'll be some people watching here who are just bloody big sports fans, and you've got to be excited about the biggest sporting event of the year. And there's going to be other people that aren't as excited about the round ball sport, but what we can all agree on is the games will be more exciting if we can bet on it. So you're going to find the best value bets in the Tripod app. We've got guys who are killing it on round ball, and I can shout out a couple in the app as well of where you might look to follow people. And you can, that's the beauty of the app, you can check how people are going and their stats, and check tippers that have put up a lot of tips as well, so it's not just hitting one at long odds. But that's where you're going to find it all in the Tripod app, of course. And yeah, and that's smorgasbord of sport this weekend to look to.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll do it for this week, guys. You can catch us on Sunday, 6 p.m. For a round breakdown of round 15, see how our bets went. But other than that, fucking start putting on your 8-leg World Cup group multis, and we'll catch you at Sunday, 6 p.m.
Cheers.